So what is next for the Catholic Church? Joining us live is Father Mark Morozovic, who is a Dean of Theology at Catholic University. Father, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
When we talked with Cardinal Wuerl earlier this morning, one of those who will be voting part of the selection process for the next pope, he was unsure what lies ahead, because this is a pope who, for the first time in nearly 600 years, is resigning and not dying while in office.
Yes, he certainly catches the whole church off guard. But I think it's really a sign and testimony to his own spiritual sense that we really need a strong, vibrant, vigorous person at the helm.
Why? I wonder why he just kept it to himself for so long. He clearly has been thinking about this for a while.
Well, you know, as speculation goes, and we need to have certainty about things, and so I think when he finally decided, then he decided he was going to make it public and then allow the whole thing to move forward. Otherwise, the guessing and the second guessing about when it might come, I think, would have paralyzed the church.
With as many things going on in the world and within the Catholic Church itself around the world now, were there things that this pope could not do because of his advanced age?
I think he was, you know, really at the helm. But, you know, it's an amazing set of obligations, and to be on for all of those hours a day, meeting with people, listening, making judgments. I mean, it really is an exhausting job, and I think it's really a sign of his willingness to allow someone else to, you know, do the job as it should be done, with full steam ahead.
Are there favorites as far as who might become the next pope, and is there any active campaigning by the candidates?
Oh, that's always a cause of great speculation in the media. I'm not really sure of, you know, what campaigning goes on. Certainly there are discussions. Certainly the cardinals will want to have a sense of who the person is that they're going to put in this important role. And there will be debates and ideas about what is best, who's qualified. And as well, I think the age issue is a big one, but now Pope Benedict has really made history in saying, well, you know, you don't have to be in it forever.
That's a good point.
Step down.
Now, the church continues to grow in Latin America and in Africa, but it is not. It's contracting in the United States and in Europe and other places. Does the representation of parts of this world, like Africa or, for example, South America, is that important as we consider who might lead the church in the future?
I think it's extremely important. If you look at the Vatican itself, it's made up of priests, bishops, cardinals from throughout the world. So as the Vatican itself becomes more and more internationalized, so too we see that, you know, the papacy. I mean, if you think about it, a Polish pope, a German pope, perhaps even a Latin American pope would be next.
Father, appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks for helping us out.
My pleasure. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Father Mark Morozovic, the Dean of Theology at Catholic University, with us.